Okay, Parsha Shmois, Shnai Mikra V'Tachar Targum, Uititu Shevizatnas. The Balaturim says, in the Pirush Echot, that Shmois is Oshetevu Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum. And the question is, Shnai Mikra V'Chatargum, a remes to it is in Parsha Shmois? It should have been Parsha Bereishis. You have to do from there, anyway, Davka here. Now, the Greece, the Biskrov in Morna Grizalevi says a Chidush, that the Shem Havaye, we know the Pasuk says, Zeh Shmi Le'olam Bezeh Zichr Le'Dordor. The Gemara in Psochim says, In Davdun Vov, Lo Keshem Shani Nikra, Ni Nichtav, Ni Nichtav, Biyut Kevov Kein, Ami Nikra Be'al V'Dalad No Nyud. So says the Biskrov, how do you see the Shem Adnus from Zeh Zichr Le'Dordor? He says, because Le'olam, Chazal Le'olam Le'alam, you have to hide it. And Le'Dordor, it goes into the concept of a transmission from one generation to another generation, which is Torah Shebal Peh. So Torah Shebichsav, it says, Zeh Shmi Le'olam, and Zichr is Le'Dordor. Dordor means is a transmission. That's why Torah Shebichsav doesn't bring the Shem Adnus, only Torah Shebal Peh. Because Torah Shebal Peh, that's what he says. Now you know that the Shem Adnus very much has to not only mention the Torah Shebal Peh, it inherently relates to Torah Shebal Peh. As an example here, the Zichr Le'Dordor, Dordor means door to a next door, which means transmission, which is Torah Shebal Peh. The Biskrov says in Chanukah, in the Chakuris Chanukah Megillah, in Daf Mem Tes, you see also because the Gemara in the Yerushalmi says that from the Pasuk, V'zichram lo Yosef Mizaram, that here is the Mekor, the Chazal, or Koveh, a special Masechta for Purim, right? Masechta Megillah. So Biskrov says, how do you know that? Because the word Zecher, to remember, is only Torah Shebal Peh. That's why Zocher Bepeh. So again, because it says Zichr Le'Dordor, means that the Shem Adnus is a Shem of Torah Shebal Peh. All of the news, Begmaja Samechei, the Gro says, connect the 65 Masechtas. And the question is, what's the inherent connection between Adnus and Torah Shebal Peh? You're right. The Pasuk says, Zesh Havaye, and it says Shmi Le'olam, and the Zichr Le'Dordor is only a remezi Torah Shebal Peh, but what's the inherent connection between that? Okay? Adnus Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, says another Chiddush, the second thing. It says a Chiddush the following. It says the Rambam, that a person to be Megadim is only Chayiv in the Shem Mefoirosh. It has to be the Shem Mefoirosh with Kivovkei. The Rambam says, now the Shem Adnus, is a person, is it called the Shem HaMiyuchad or not? The Rambam says eerily that it is the Shem HaMiyuchad. Now, what's the pshat? We know that the Rambam, Im Temuyer Nevuchim, Im Chelek Alef Pesach Mechalef, says that every Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Shem that relates to other things. It's our perception of His, right? Rachum, Chanun. So there's not Shem HaYetzem. The Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which Shmo Yisborach, is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Therefore, the person's Megadev has to be in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not an associated name. Everything else is a borrowed term, it's an association. Now, so let's scroll for a second. The Rambam says in Pesach Mechalef that Adnus is also a borrowed term, because you see by other people adoring Him. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master. So why is that called Shema Mefoirosh? So the Rav says the following. He says, because when you have Zeh Shmi Le'olam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nikr Nichtav Be'Yud Kevav Kei and Nichtav Be'Alev Dalev Danyud. It's not like a Kriyuksiv that you're not reading. And the Pshat is the way how you read Yud Kevav Kei is Adnus. So that's what the Rav says, that that's called the Shema Mefoirosh. Even though Yud Kei Vav Kei Al Shem Mefoirosh, because you're reading Yud Kei Vav Kei by saying Alef Dalet the New, it's a separate Shem, right? There is a Gro says, Vashem Beichal Kotcher has me pon of Kolor, it's the beginning of Chavakuk. Hashem Beichal Kotcher is the Shem Havaye in Eichal, which is Begimatria. If you look, Eichal is Lamed, is also 65. Eichal, the idea is of what you call it. Eichel, which is Begimatria 65, is the Shem Adnus, which is the palace. So you're saying Yudkevovki by saying Adnus. So Biskrov says, the old Machloik is in the Rambam. The Rambam passes it. So what happens if you call it, but there is a Shem Adnus, which is Shem Adnus Be'atzmoi. There's nothing to do with Havaya, not the real, right? Like the Posuk, Shiramaz, Makim Kurosik Hashem, the first Hashem is Yudkevovki, read as Adnus. Hashem Shima Bekoili. That Hashem is Aleph Aleph Nun Yud. So that Aleph Aleph Nun Yud has nothing to do with Yud Kevav, because that called Shem Etzem or not. The Rambam Shita is that since Aleph Aleph Nun Yud comes to express Yud Kevav Kei, so the Aleph Aleph Nun Yud has the same aloch as Yud Kevav Kei, even when he says Hashem Bifnei Atzmai. That's a statement in Briskerov. Now Chassam Sofer argues with that. I won't go into it, but the Chassam Sofer, the Shmot, the Choshe Mishpat, Simon Kutzal Nikbei, Zibur HaMaschel Veoid, says a givaldic idea. Says the Chassam Sofer, if you look at it, there is a stira of who was Mesaker Shemanos. The Gemara in Brocha says that Avraham Avinu was Mesaker Shemanos. Lo haya what you call, lo haya Odom, shekol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odom, aten, until Odom HaRishon came, until Avraham Avinu, and he said, Hashem Elohim Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. The problem is, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says that Ze Shmi Shekor Adam HaRishon, the Adam HaRishon called, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu to show how smart he was, he called names to all the animals, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him, what's my name? He says, you are Roy to be called Adnos, Shata Adon Al Kol Masecha. So you see, Adnos is Mesuka by Adam HaRishon, not by Ephraim Avinu. So says Chassam Sofer, there's no kasha. The Shem Adnos as a reference to Yud Kevav Kei Zeh Shmi Elohim Zeh Zichri Dor, that's Avraham, that's Adam HaRishon. The Shem Adnos on its own, like the Shem Elohim, right? Vameida, that Ashad Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's Avraham Avinu, was Mesaken. So that's the difference. Oh, you Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, that's an expression Yud Kevav Kei Zeh Shmi Elohim, that's Adam HaRishon, which, by the way, is very Muvan. The Posuk says in, if you look at the Posuk in Yeshayahu Perek Membeis Posuk Ches, and Rashi says, Ze Shmi, Ukvoidi Lachroite Ze Shmi, Hashem Hu Shmi. It says, Avaye Hu Shmi, is the Shem that Adam HaRishon gave me. One second, Adam HaRishon gave out Adam Nun Yud, the Posuk says, Yud Kevav Kei Shmi. But Yud Kevav Kei Shmi because Adam HaRishon gave Adam as Hashem to Yud Kevav Kei. The question is, what's the pshat that Adam HaRishon gave that and Avraham Avinu gave Aleph Dalet Nun Yud as Hashem Bifnei Atzmai? Meaning, why do you have those two? Meaning, what's the dichotomy? What's shaykh to offer Adam HaRishon? And number two, if Adam HaRishon was calling Yud Kevav Kei, why didn't he call Kadosh Baruch Hu Yud Kevav Kei? Why did he call Adnos? There was no halach of Sheh Shmi Le'olam until now. So why was that? If Adam HaRishon, first of all, what's the kesher? Adnos be Kriyas Avaye Adam HaRishon, Adnos be Shem Bifnei Atzmai is Avraham Avinu, what's the Shaychus, and why did Adam call Adus Havaye instead of calling Havaye Havaye? Okay? That's the question. Now, the Bach says there's Laf Kivina. Even the Nikudas, when you read Aleph Dalet Nun Yud as an expression of Havaye, is not A, is A, is a shorter Aleph, because it's connected the Shva of Yud Kevav Kei. And when you say Adus as Hashem Bifnei Atzmai, it's A, it's a longer A Patach, because it's a different name. So it's Mamish, logically, there are two different ideas. And the question is, what's a Pshat? Now, so that's question number two. So the question number one, should I give a Chatargum? Number two, what's the cash of the two Shem Adnos to Adam HaRishon, to Avraham Avinu, and why Adam HaRishon called Yud Kevav Kei Adnos? The Gemara of Samech Gimel goes and says the following. The Gemara says, the Kol Chosom Sheba Migdash, or when they finish the Brocha at the Bisa Migdash, they said, Baruch Hashem min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam, and they finish the Brocha. And the Gemara asks, the Kol Kachlama, why do they say min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam? So Shtet in Gemara, so the Gemara says, because ein oinim onen b'mikdash, because you don't answer on the mikdash, because the mikdash to every bracha you said Baruch Shem Kved Malchus Olam Ha'ed. And the big question is, why, right? And the big question is, why don't we answer on the mikdash? And what's the get to the Gemara? The Mishnah just said that you say Baruch Hashem min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. And the Gemara says, why do you say such a long brocha? Because you don't answer Omin in the Mikdash. What does he have to do with anything? So the Tzlach quotes the Marshal. The Marshal says a beautiful idea. He says, the Mekubalim say, why do we say Omin after every brocha? Because Omin is Begimatria Tzadik Aleph. It's 591, the word Omin, which is Keneged the Tziruf of Adnos Eloi, Adnos Havaye. Havaye Adnos, I told you, is. And since the brocha was said by Adnos and should have said by Shem Havaye, that's why we misspelled that they should be misached together. But in the Beis Hamikdash, they said the brachas with Yud Kei Vav Kei, so that there's no need to say Amin. Says the Tzlach. But because of that, because they didn't say Adnos, they were meramis to Adnos saying Me'oilam Ve'adoilam. And the question is, what's mintos? First of all, why do you have to say Amin, which is Adnos Havaye, by every brocha? And why do they have to besaken Mina'oilam Ve'adoilam then? Right? And why is Mina'oilam Ve'adoilam? The Gemara is telling you because it's replacing the Amin Bamikdash. How does it really replace the Amin Bamikdash? By the way, the Gros says the Bor Shem Kvoid Malchusoy Le'olam Vo'ed and Shmai and the Bor Shem Kvoid Malchusoy Le'olam Vo'ed and the Shem Adnus Zog the Goin and Deres Elyon Yeshayahu Perikvov Posuk Gimel that they are the same. Kvoidoy, which is Bor Shem Kvoid Malchusoy Le'olam Vo'ed and the Shem Adnus. And it makes sense because what Bor Shem Kvoid Malchusoy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gilui Kvoid Malchusoy. Gilui Kvoid Malchusoy to the Shem Adnus, which by the way makes a lot of sense. The Gemara in Psochim, which we said in the previous shiur, is Doime Lebas Melech Sheiricha Tzikek Dira. What's Mintos? So Shteiter Ben Bechai, because Bas Melech is Malchusoy, it's Malchus, that's Bas Melech. And she was masking, she realized that she wants to be part of Yichud Hashem. So she says, I want to be Miachad Hashem. But that's a busha, because that's not really Yichud Hashem. That's why they give her Bechashai. But Bo Shem Kvoid Malchusoy Le'olam Vo'ed is to Shema Yisrael, like Adnus, it is to what you call to a Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, Vos Mintos, and by the way, the Gros says in Esther, Perek Aleph, Vos Dalit, Ikar Tiferes Gdulosoy, right? And Kvoid Malchusoy, that he had Tiferes Gdulosoy, Tiferes Gdulosoy is Mitzad, the person, Mitzad the king, and that's Mitzad Shema Yisrael, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Mitzad, how other people perceive him, is what you call Kvoid Malchusoy, which is Keneged Adnus. That's why Lechovid Ultifores, by being the Kiuna, Lechovid is Keneged Bo Shem Kvoid Malchusoy, and Ultifores is Keneged, what you call it, it's Keneged Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Keneged Shema Yisrael. And to understand all of this is very simple. Because what Bo Shem Kvoid Malchusoy Le'olam Vo'ed is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have. So steht in Chasam Sofer. What's the difference between Shema and Bor Shem and Yud Kei Vav Kei in Adnus? Yud Kei Vav Kei is Haya Hoy Veviye. The Shem Shomayim Aleph Dalet Nyud Es Havai is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus by the creation of the world. Adnus is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed in this world through Hashgocha. Adam HaRishon was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the creation. That's why Adnus came to Prusie Yud Kei Vav Kei. Adam from HaRishon was Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad the Anhagosu Babriya. That was written in some sefer. So you see there's a qualitative difference between the two Shemes. The Aleph the Nude of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon perceived HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Boir Olam, as the Siba HaSibas. In other words, he is the source of the world. So mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yud Kei Vav Kei, there is no Bria. Adam HaRishon that existed, he realizes that he's connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kibiyochul the Siva HaRishoyna. He's the source of everything. So Mimela, that's the pshat in the Gemara. That's the pshat by the marriage of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon is HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Siva, is the source of everything. That mitzad HaEm is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that is Yichud Hashem. That he is the Metzius HaMisis and there's nothing else. Mitzad Adnus is that we exist, but we are dependent on him, we are living on him, and he's the source of everything. That's Adnus B'Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Avraham Avinu's Mechadesh Hashem Adnus, that even when you don't see Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you see the regular day-to-day basis, you see a Gilui of Malchus Shomayim day-to-day basis. The Yaakov Avraham Avinu Sobira Dolekes. So Avraham Avinu takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu not as the source of everything, but it's his direct involvement with the existence, and that's taking this idea into a form, which means the following. Torah Shebal Peh, Aleph Dalet Yud Hezker Torah Shebal Peh, there are two types of Torah Shebal Peh. The Prescrover, he quotes on Torah Shebal Peh that there is such a thing called Beficha Ubilvovcha. There is one Torah Shebal Peh which is the Mesoira Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is one Torah Shebal Peh which are the Chidushim. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Kebeyochol is exactly Torah Shebal Peh that we've been saying. So there's one Aleph Dalet Nun Yud that we are Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah Shebal Peh of His Gilui, of the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tradition. That is the first moment. That is an automation. Avraham Avinu is Mechadesh Adnu Adnus, and the Adnus is the Chidush, that he's able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when he's not Mizgale. It's not that the Gilui, you only see that. So that is the Koyach HaChidush of Torah Shebal Peh. So the Adnus are two shemes, because Torah Shebal Peh are two components. One component is the traditions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Mitzidoi Torah Shebal Peh, and that's Keneged Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoi Loilam Voed. That's Mitzad HaNoisen, and that's the Gemara by Yaakov Avinu, that's the Gilui Bechashai, and that's the Torah Shebal Peh, which are the traditions, and that's the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud of Adam HaRishon. But then there is something else, that we as Mekabrim are Mechadish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boilomo, even when his name is Gale himself. That is the Torah Shebal Peh, which relates to the Chidushim that we create. That's the Torah Shebal Peh that we create all the Chidushim. That's Keneged Avraham Avinu, and that's the Keneged the Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Voed Mitzad the Malochim. So the two Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Voed, that is the two Adnus. One is Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's Bechashai, that's more in Psochim, and then there is a Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Le'olam Voed, and Hashem Adnus Mitzideinu, which is that Chidush. And that's the Mekorah, Torah Shebal Peh, the two components. Unan Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah Shebal Peh, those are the Kabbalas, that's the Siba HaRishoina, and then the Chidushim that we are Mechadesh constantly, that's Mitzideinu. So Avraham Avinu is the Mechadesh Mitzideinu, because Avraham Avinu is the Avodas Hashem Mitzideinu. So Mimela, you could understand now everything. So, going back into the kashas that we had. So, the first thing is that we said the Biskrov, so Torah Shebal Peh, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is the Hakorah Mitzad HaMekablim. For sure, the Aleph Dalet Nun Yud is Torah Shebal Peh, because that's the Avoda. That's why the two Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, because they're two separate deans of Torah Shebal Peh. That's clearly. Now, the Chidush is the Torah Shebal Peh and Torah Shebichsav Ubi Misached. Because the Noisen, the Mekabel Ubi Misached. That's when the Shomea listens to Yud Kivovkei. He creates a chibur. That's why he says Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed in every brocha. When there is a gilui mitzad yud kei vav kei, which is in the mikdash, the shomea says Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchus Olam Voed. And mitzideinu, when there is brochas dechus the mikdash, that we don't say, so the person who says the brocha, he says yud kei vav kei, but he only expresses the dalet nun yud. We say Omen, and Omen is that we believe the same way that the Shomea is connecting to the Mechaber. Our Tefillah is that the Shem Adus and Yud Kivovke should be Mechubar. So every Brocha, which is the Shomea and the Oine are connected, the one listening who says an Omen, is the connection between the Shomea and the Mechaber. This is what we want to have a Kodesh Bochol Oselovi, that the Shomea will be connected to the Mechaber. And how do we express that? By saying Omen. And in the Bisa Mikdash, by saying Mina Oilam Vad Oilam, that there's an experience of this world to transcend into the other world. The old world of Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Lost in Lovey, and the old world of Adus will become one together here. So it comes out very Givaldic. That's why, Shteit Nechsam Sofer, the idea is that Bitzad Oilam Hazeh, when and the Broche said, the speaker says, Adnus, and we as the Mekabel connecting, we say, I want you, your Adnus, to be connected to the Yud Kivovke, the same with the Shomei is connected to the Doimer. When you are in the Beis Hamikdash, the Mitzad and Doise, there is a Mekabel, there is a Gilu because it says Yud Kivovke. So the Shomea, always the Mekabel, and say Mitzad, Baruch Shem Kvoi Malchus Le'Lavoyet, and the person was saying, he said that this experience of Baruch Shem and Yud Kivovke should connect it Mina Oilam Ve'ad Oilam. And that's why Shnei Mikra Ve'chat Argum. כל התורה כולה שמו יסף של הקדוש ברוך הוא. דרמבן סייצו את נקדומה. This is the Sefer HaShemus, the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shemus of us. The Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Shnamika VeChatargum is Davka by Shemus. Because the idea of Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Shnamika VeChatargum. One mikra is the Torah Shebichsav, Yud Gevokei. And then there's two concepts of Alud, Dalud, and Yud. One of them, which is a Targum, which is an approximation of Yud Gevokei, that's the Odomar, the Yudnus of Odomarishon, and there is a Shem Bifnei Atzmoi, which is also Kibiyochol the Mikra Mitzad Mekablim, which is the Adus Mitzideinu. So the reason why reached the Mikra Vechatargum is because Kol HaTorah Kule Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shmoisav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Shnei Mikra Vechatargum, is one Shem Shomayim, which is an approximation, which is a tirgum, which is the Adus of Adam Arishon, and there are two original Shemes, which is Aleph Dalet and Yud of Avraham Avinu, and so that's why the Remes of Shnei Mikra VeKatargum is specifically by Shemes, because the reason why that's with Shnei Mikra VeKatargum, because Shmuel Shal Kodesh Bochor is such a way. Clear?